was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Now you give him your heart. That one dirt down there, which you have shaped and formed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. See, I've heard it said around here and in other places too, that she was overshadowed by the angel. I beg your pardon?
No, sir. She was overshadowed by that shape and that form, and she was impregnated. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By that ghost. And I said, well, I don't believe in hope. I don't believe in ghosts. I know you don't. That's what I'm trying to tell you now.
Corporealization. Then corporealization there. Mm-hmm. You understand? Here's this ghost, mm-hmm. the father. You understand? He's making this.
Yes.
You understand? Here he is. Ghost. And I said, did you say that? Yes, sir. I just, man, that's what I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You heard me too. You see, because they're all a dog, but this is taking on shape and form. Right?
Yeah.
You understand? And that's all this is down here, taking yeah. on shape and form.
Mm-hmm.
You see why I backed up?
Mm-hmm.
I watched. And there's Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can see it from that long chart here, Ben. Mm-hmm. And here's Mother Earth. I just try to show it to you so you can
yeah.
see what I'm talking
yeah.
about. Here's Mother Earth in her virtuous state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Now you heard me, you're not blind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In her virtuous state. You understand? That means before any sin was committed upon her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And you've been reading in your book and in your Bible. You understand that God, you understand, made the man from the earth. That's what you've been trying to tell me, is that right?
Yeah.
Now you see, yeah, watch how you slip up again. You see, and the reason why I can't tell you nothing, because you see, you won't even wait. See? And the reason why you won't wait, because you think you already know.
Yeah.
You understand? Now, the earth, it was surrounded by water.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That is to say, it's immersed in water. You understand? And the Spirit of God, so you say, moved upon the face of the waters. That's what you say.
Right.
You understand? You say it. Life, science said, life began in the waters. I humbly beg your apology, it did not.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean? Get it now? But that man's body comes from now. Watch now, I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to show you the thing repeated. See, then you can always see. But listen, I doubt seriously. After you go down from here, you'll be the next Christmas, and a couple other Christmases after that before you get over to some of the smart aleck idiots out there. You understand? Anything about it. You see what I'm talking about? I'm talking about supposed to be theologians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You tell a lady something. They tell you right quick, well, I don't know.
Right.
I say, now here's Mother Earth covered over there. You understand? And everything, the earth is pregnated, gnawed by spirit. Now look, waters moved off of the face of the earth. You understand? And the seed of vegetation comes through there.
Mm-hmm.
See how the spirit impregnated with the variety and the various different seeds of vegetation.
Yeah.
How she was covered up in here.
Yeah.
Right. Not any of that means this, the seed of Abraham, which is Messiah. He's got to be buried in Joseph's tomb.
Yeah.
You see? And if the seed of vegetation penetrates the soil from up here, you guys moved off the seed. You understand?
Yeah.
Them idiots, they didn't even stand down there at the tomb saying that the seed of so and so, they don't disturb this back here.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
when you go out and plant something in the ground, I said, don't you expect it to come up right?
Yes, sir.
You understand? If you didn't, you wouldn't be out there sweating and put on planting it, wouldn't you?
No.
You understand?
Right.
So there's 3 days from, this is the third day, 3 days from that, he reaches in and bows in the womb of Mother Earth while she's in her virgin state.
Yes.
See? Yes. In other words, Mother Earth is a virgin state.
Right.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Who's his father? Who's his father? There ain't no other man around there,
yeah.
You understand? You see, you understand? No matter what I'm talking about, the pre-Adamic, there's no other man around here.
No.
You understand what I'm talking about? The only other pre-Adamic is him right here. And so then here comes this man from Virgin Mother Earth. You understand? His father was not Joseph.
No.
You understand?
No.
So then
yeah.
The virgin, you see, she's got to be impregnated now. You see? She's a mother just like Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Impregnated with the seed and vegetation and everything. While she's in her virtue state. Now do you see now? That water has got to be moved off the face of the earth 3 days from that. You understand? A childbirth. Got to, the water got to break.
Yeah. That's right.
There's got to be some blood. Got to be some water there. You see? And some breath of life there. You see what I'm talking about? What day is this? This is the picture of this one. What day is this? Up at the top.
Yeah.
In your Bible.
Right.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah. Now he's a figure
of
the him that was to come.
Yeah.
She's just as easy as it can be. So then that means he's got to be born on the 6th of March. On the 6th of Sunday. See, now this one here is a figure of the one that was to come.
Uh-huh.
So if he's created here, God is his father. Mm-hmm. You understand? God is his father, you understand?
Uh-huh.
Breathed in his nostrils, breath like in the woman was in the man. You understand?
Yeah.
See? Why are you reading all the time? When his birthday was. See, and just like we told that, then if that's through that, then you see as a man gets up around him, I'm always, they always make the man get up around him as the sick. That is due, you see.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Now, I said, he come unto his own. The word was made for us, and he come unto his own. Get up around him. See what I'm talking about? Pentecost, what did you say in that?
This
is Pentecost here, and that's Pentecost all around. What's your excuse, Frederick? You see what I'm talking about? See, there just ain't no way to miss it. You see? You can be stupid and know that. See? Now you have to go 2,000 years and then got out of kindergarten.
All right.
See, and you say the Bible don't say nothing about it. See? Now I hear Luke says that the angel went to Mary. People never hear Mary.
When you move on. See, you can't even talk.
Now, you want me to sit down and listen to you and your foolish, and you don't know what you're talking about. Me. You see, you got something crazy together. Now, that's the thing. Now, that's just inexcusable to go. See, and no wonder it took 2 years for us to get to the place where we could tell you. Yeah, and you haven't listened yet. You see, you see what I'm talking about? Dan, now, you know that the bishop,
why?
He's on the clock. See, he said, now, over there in Greece, they have 3 wives. The Lord has 3 wives. This one husband has 3 wives. Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. And over there, why the Lord has 3 wives. They got just 1 God and 3 wives. Now over here, it's 3 gods and 1 wife.
Right.
And they can't count for this, boy. That's right. Because they don't know how. They disgrace themselves. You see?
They just say there's 3 individuals in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. 3 different personalities.
That.
Now, I said all that I was saying to you a while ago. I know you just understand now where I stopped at and the reason why I went back. But now here's the reason why I went back.
See, now there's the spirit here.
It takes on shape and form. See, and that spirit has got to cover it. That's why it ain't married. You understand? But this spirit in this shape and form, it takes up. That's the ghost. And say the Holy Ghost, which is after the Elohim. You understand? They're paganated that woman.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that had to be, look, on time. Now let me show you. See, in here there is no time. You see, when he takes on that shape and form in the realm of eternity, there's no time involved.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now this is a little bit deep. See, now we're at this time, we're not in time.
Right.
You understand? So now here's the Holy Ghost, you understand, that was there in the realm of eternity, impregnated Mary, you understand, that child in her womb. Watch now, she's coming from this way, from above down. You understand? Now watch, that here said this. Keep your eye on it. Now 63 generations coming down this way. Now you remember when you talked about the cross? Now there's 63 generations coming down from Adam down to him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now then this Adam is the Jesus that comes from above. You see that cross there? You see
mm-hmm.
that cross that he made?
Mm-hmm.
See, where was this, where is this cross made? And he was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do
you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
Now then, you got your day back there. Rewind, I said no day. See, all of it was set up and all of it functioning with all this whole creek and everything is in this cloud.
Right.
And it abides and it stays in it. Never gets out. You understand? So now, listen. See, now what we're doing, we're putting time in eternity,
mm-hmm.
not eternity in time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what'd you do that for? So that prophecies and predictions can be fulfilled and made on time.
Mm-hmm.
As you know time to be in the days, the months, the seasons, and the years. You understand? Now look ready. Watch this in there. You awake? Everybody awake?
Mm-hmm.
It's a trap. See? Now, God created Adam. He breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. See? He became a living soul. Watch the trap. Watch the trap. See, then he took that man and put him in the garden. See? You sure you got your eye on the trap? And the garden was in fruition when he put the man in there. And he told him when he put him in there.
You see, the woman was right in the man.
You understand? The woman being right in the man, he told him. You understand? And it was in fruition. You understand? Now let me show you why it had to be. See, you have a physical organ here which you call your stomach or your belly. See, and you have to have something to eat to go in it.
Right.
You can't be born this winter. By the season and wait till next spring to get some meat in your belly.
All right. All right.
Do you get that now?
Yes.
That's just common horse sense.
Right.
You see? So then this God with his fruition. You understand? And he told him he could eat of all of the trees. Except, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which meant that there was some fruit on that tree that he could eat right then.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch now. Here's a mother. See, here's a mother giving birth to a child. Mm-hmm. And when that mother gives birth to a child, you understand?
Yeah. Hard to tell where she would be.
Oh, you see? But she's got something right up
all
here.
All right.
She got something right up here. She's down low.
Yes.
In other words, breakfast, then and supper.
Yes.
You get what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see? Not in the wintertime.
That's right.
That's
right.
You understand? There ain't nothing up here.
All right.
You understand?
Right.
When that conception comes along, you know that something else comes right along with it.
Yes.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Do you see that now?
Yes, sir.
All we need is just a little awakening and we can
right.
see.
Yes.
Now, I'm telling you this. You see that he has to be born, you see, according to that Pentecost.
Yeah.
When something of information.
Yes, sir.
You understand? It had to be that. Couldn't be getting ready.
Right.
You understand? Can't wait. You understand? Got to have it now.
Yeah.
Can't wait to wear it in the summertime. The crop grows up and you ain't planted the seed and nothing else. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You understand? To find something to eat when it's born, as soon as he's born. Now you see that now? So then that'd be an off-season beat. If something was born like that.
Right.
Now, God in his accuracy said, day and night, seed time and harvest, summer and winter shall not cease as long as the earth remains.
Right.
So then now he's got to come in here in the right season.
Yeah.
He's got to be born at the right time. He's got to be born when something's in fruition.
Yeah.
You understand? You understand?
Right.
So he can't be born on the 25th day of December. You understand? That's the wrong time. You see, wrong time, what do you mean?
Yeah. When ice and snow covered
them. Right. You see what I'm talking about? But she's blanket, no Mother Earth, you understand? She's not producing, you understand? You understand?
Mm-hmm. Man, she has covered up that seed of vegetation. Covered up that
You see what I'm talking about? Me done fell off the tree and done gathered the fruit for this year.
Mm-hmm.
They got it up there in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, ain't it something?
Yes, it is.
Can you see through that? It's that simple.
Yeah.
And it's the simplicity of it that kills.
Yeah, it is.
kill us up there. Now, just any little old kid ought to be able to see that. So then if that's the way that it is, you understand? You got fall,
everything, the leaves is fall right off of it.
You understand? Then you got winter, covered it up. You understand? Then you got spring, everything's sprouting up. You understand?
Yeah.
Then you got go on up. You understand? Yeah. Next season in summer, ain't that right?
Yeah.
On through the day. And everything comes in there, first fruits. Fruition. You see what I'm talking about?
Oh boy, it's wonderful.
Don't you see there ain't no soup fire?
That's right. But you see the devil's been out here getting you eating us around for a few bucks, a few dollars, playing preacher and all that.
Yeah. But say them God's boys.
That's right.
You had to make them boys like that. But now if you see when somebody come along and explains to you in such a way that you can understand, then you see that cloud. Ain't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. For him to be born at the right time, he's got to be conceived at the right time. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Now they admit that they don't know. And they just set aside the day. They just set it around and set it aside at the wrong season.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? They admitted first that they didn't know, then they set it aside the wrong season. See? Christmas. Listen, Christmas.
That's right.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Now, Christ is wrong. Then, mass. See, you ought to see where it comes from.
Yeah,
right there.
Right.
Right. Right.
Then Jesus Christ, Christ Mass. See, who said it? Who set a day aside? Go back and you find the papers to do it.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. You see, mm-hmm. Jews Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Roman Catholic Protestant. Christ Mass, 25th, you understand? When you say 25th, 25th of what? December. You understand? Snow all out there on the ground. Let me tell you this, and I'm just about through. Everything you put your hands on, don't make no difference. You see that?
Yeah.
Everything you put hands on here, I think you told, is just as plucked and stultified as it's been. That's the baby. That's the baby. You don't know nothing about his birth. You see? Mm-hmm. Then Moses said this. A prophet shall the Lord thy God raise up unto thee like unto me.
Mm-hmm.
Him shall you hear. You understand? The virgin said, Isaiah said this, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth his son. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which by interpretation is Yahweh with us. Did you notice how I straightened that out right
there?
Say, Yahweh is spirit. Spirit you've never seen nobody else.
Yeah.
You understand? You understand?
Right.
Only way you can see anything. Spirit, just don't see that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Elohim, that means spirit in shape and form, they saw that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You understand?
Right.
See, in vision, in revelation. Right. You understand? Listen, then come step right down here in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Same spirit,
Same
form, same everything down here in another state position. Uh-huh. You understand? Uh-huh. Same one, not another. Uh-huh. He's walking around down here. Now listen. Listen closely. Whether you want to or not, see, mix it. It don't make no difference. Even if you was my own son in the flesh, see, it don't make no difference whether you want to or not. You understand? See? And I'm not disturbed about it either. You understand? I know my power.
Yes.
You understand?
All right.
Yeah, and I know how to straighten you out.
Right.
You understand? And you're playing that role so I can get you straight.
Yeah.
You understand? Wake you up and then you look on. You look at the show.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is this. You see, yes, we're fixing to go. Now look. Now there you are. Now look, you can see by that. Understand? Now you believe on me for my work's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Believe on me for my work's sake. Now look, I'm talking about from a physical point of view now. And from a spiritual point of view. You understand? Now, if you're going to be my son, you understand?
That's all it is, father and son.
Yeah. You understand? You understand? Mom and papa, father and son. Sister and brother. You understand? And all in that together. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Now, look. If you're going to be my son, you understand? I don't care. I mean incorporeal.
Yeah.
And I also mean physical. And if I'm going to be your father, you understand? In his spirit and incorporeal and physical.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to come along here and do a lot of things, you understand? What are you doing? I'm fulfilling the law and the prophecy. See? And in the fulfillment of the law and the prophecy, you understand? I tell you, time for this and time for that and time for the other, you understand?
All right.
You understand?
All right.
You don't have no right to say you're my son.
Right.
Unless you can do the same thing I do. And it's not this old man doing it through.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? You oppose me? You better get out now. Yeah, you're a son. You're a son of perdition. You're fit to get in trouble and everybody sees it.
Yeah.
You get it now?
Yeah.
Now, what the son sees the father do, that's what he does.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he can't do what he sees the father do,
mm-hmm.
you understand, then Messiah couldn't do what he does. You understand? Then he's given to understand, now it's not me that's doing the work.
Right.
It's my father in me.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Come along and say, well, boy, what can you do?
I can't do nothing.
Right.
My father does that.
Yeah.
You understand? How does he do them? He does them through me. You understand? What did he send you for? Said he sent me to fulfill the law and the prophet and truth. And I say, well, I have job, no kid of it. I understand? Now then, listen, folks, listen. Look up here at me now. Now then, that means this, Rip. See, that body that he is manifested in, that body, you see, understand what I'm talking about? See, you have to identify that. You have to perceive that.
Yeah.
How am I going to do that from the works that I do? You understand? Now, if I can't do no works, don't believe on me. Here I am now, and I can't tell you my birthday. I can't tell you my conception. I don't know what's going on, and I'm telling you that Jesus said. You understand what I'm talking about? I don't know a thing about what's going on. You see, now I'm showing my own self up.
Yeah.
See? And the devil, so far as the devil is concerned, God made him, the devil just soon walk up and spit in God's face. God said, well, I just hold one in reserve. I'll take care of him later on. And he lets him go on. He's got him in reservation.
Reserve to punish him if the day is
just. He don't want you doing that to him. Because he's mine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
See, if anybody kills Cain, God said he'd punish him 7 times. Ain't that right?
That's right.
If you let him know, I'll take care of him.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
I want him to be in reserve. What do you mean, reserve? I mean,
well, I don't want him to come all the way down.
Yeah,
I don't want him to cut off. You understand? I take care of him.
You understand? Now, here's Messiah. He come on down. You understand?